focusing on the big issues in this country, but frankly, I think they've also come to the conclusion that Hillary Clinton is a risky choice to be the next president of the United States.
Democratic Vice Presidential Candidate Tim Kaine on ABC This Week says the emails uncovered by the FBI need to be released to the public.
If he hasn't seen the emails, I mean, they need to make that completely plain. Then they should work to see the emails and release the circumstances of those once they have done that analysis.
Get more news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
South Carolina could become a flashpoint for racial division as two major racially related trials begin. Here's the story.
Not one, but two racially charged murder trials getting underway in Charleston, literally across the street from each other. Jury selection begins today in the case of Michael Slager, the white police officer accused of killing unarmed black motorist Walter Scott.
When you're wrong, you're wrong.
Just an hour after city leaders watched the disturbing eyewitness cell phone video of the shooting, North Charleston's mayor said Slager was being charged with Scott's murder. Next week, the death penalty trial of accused church shooter Dylan Roof is scheduled to begin in federal court. Lisa Carter.
An accused murderer dead following a shootout with authorities in Oklahoma. Michael Vance was killed last night while law enforcement was investigating a possible sighting of him near the town of Hammond. A chase and shootout took place as authorities were searching the area. A Dewey County sheriff was shot in the arm during the incident. USA Radio News.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
It looks like the jury finally going to get their say in the Bridgegate trial. Here's Scott Pringle.
The trial is now in its seventh week, but the jury could start deciding today if two former aides to Governor Christie used their government positions to orchestrate a traffic jam scheme at the George Washington Bridge as a political payback move. Bill Baroni and Bridget Ann Kelly face fraud and civil rights charges. Kelly's attorney will give his final arguments today, trying to convince jurors that Kelly's infamous email, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee," was to greenlight what she thought was a traffic study. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
Two former attorney generals on opposite sides of the email question when it comes to James Comey. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
Former Attorney General Eric Holder, who was appointed by President Obama, says FBI Director James Comey made a serious mistake in reopening the Hillary Clinton email investigation. But another AG from the George W. Bush administration says,
"There's very little about this investigation that is consistent with protocol, quite frankly."
That's former U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez on Fox News, saying Attorney General Loretta Lynch is apparently very displeased with the FBI director's decision to reopen the case involving Hillary Clinton's emails.
"What makes this unusual is the fact that we're just away from a presidential election."
Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid claiming it's Comey who broke the law, the Hatch Act, which bars FBI officials from influencing elections. I'm Chris Barnes.
Get more news online at usaradio.com.
And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're here in the studio at Houghton Hunterdon, and we are talking about scary things today. Halloween and some of the traditions and past folklore, really. What has made Halloween a scary event? And as always, you know, we have to start out with our quote. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. And We're also going to be talking about some of the things you can still do today on Halloween. And we're going to see if anyone wants to call in today and tell us about their favorite trick or treat. Our studio number here is 908-237-0410. Again, that number you could call into the show anytime today between 4 and 5 is 908-237-0410. So my quote just came on the screen and then went away. So it's that kind of day today, I guess. Everyone's busy getting their costumes on, so you probably don't know that I'm a little behind here. So we're going to do a funny quote that we picked out today because we think it's true. So it's by Lewis Black, and this is what Mr. Black has to say about Halloween. The worst thing about Halloween is, of course, candy corn. It's unbelievable to me. Candy corn is the only candy in the history of America that's never been advertised. And there's a reason. All of the candy corn that was ever made was made in 1911. And so since nobody eats that stuff, every year there's a ton of it left over. So that gave us a little bit of a chuckle today because Mr. Black may not be too far off course. I think that if we had leftover candy corn, and of course you would have leftover candy corn because who indeed eats candy corn? It is corn syrup and sugar and more sugar and probably some artificial sugar. So you could just keep reusing it year after year. So that is our funny quote for the day. And we have to do our commercial and then we'll be back with the weather. Stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
All right, so we're looking at the weather for today, which is Halloween. Everyone is going to be outside trick-or-treating and wants to know what to do with your costume. So here it is. Right now in Flemington, it's actually a very nice day. It warms up quite nicely from this morning, and it's 57 degrees out in Flemington right now. Tonight, our weather is looking mostly clear. We're going to go down to a low of 33 today. Tomorrow, we have mostly sunny skies and a high of 59. Wednesday is looking like a beach day, and so is Thursday. Wednesday, we have mostly sunny skies with a high of 69, and Thursday, we have a chance of showers, a high of 73, and it's only a 50% chance of showers, so if you are going to call in sick for a beach day, I think I'd rather go Wednesday, where it's mostly sunny and a high of 69, than risk those showers on Thursday, even though it's going to be a little bit warmer. What I like about our weather this week is our lows. We have to get through tonight's low of 33, and then tomorrow night we have a low of 45, a low of 54 on Wednesday, and a low of 44 on Thursday. So we're looking at a pretty good weather forecast for the week, and we do need the rain. Can't really complain about that rain. So the weekend is looking mostly sunny but cool, a high of around 55. So if you don't have the heat on, if you aren't living in housing where you have a landlord and the heat's required for October 15th, well, you might want to ask the landlord to get a little heat on because even when it's 37, it is still a little bit chilly. We have another commercial and then we'll be back with some scary stories, talk about spooky Halloween facts and some other things on today's Halloween broadcast. Stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, so we have our weather and we have our news, and we can jump right into our broadcast today about Halloween. So the first thing is the Union Hotel. It is known to be from Weird, New Jersey, a site, a historic site that has some ghosts in it. So this is from, what I'm reading is from Weird, New Jersey, and they often put different landmarks of New Jersey that might be haunted. So the Union Hotel is interesting because it was built in 1878 during the Victorian era. It is a French-styled roof with tall porches, and it has been a centerpiece of Flemington's Main Street since the 30s when it was part of the trial of the century. Of course, everyone knows what I'm referring to, which is Bruno Hauptmann, who was accused of the kidnapping and murder of Charles Lindbergh's infant son and was tried at the courthouse right across the street. Now, on our next break, I'm going to look up, because I believe that that courthouse, the historic courthouse on Main Street in Flemington, is having some haunted tours today. So I'm going to get you information on that. But back to our Union Hotel. The 52 rooms of the hotel became the base of operations for scores of world-renowned journalists, as well as home to sequestered jurors. And there's a lot of great books about this, and we even reviewed one that was a fiction book earlier this year. So it was such a great story, taking fiction but weaving the historic pieces through it. So Weird, New Jersey was invited to tour the vacant rooms. This is going back a few years ago. And they were able to go in and looking at rooms that had been sealed off to the public for decades. And they were trying to decide, I guess, if it was haunted or not. But they did have some experiences that doors that were locked would sometimes just blow open, and cold wind would sweep past the people that were in the hotel. And when they would go back to reclose the doors, they would see things or be freaked out by things that they thought that they saw. And so it became a reputation where sometimes there would be spiritual things going on or ghostly things going on. And there was even one instance of a manager who stated that she would hear the humming of a lullaby late at night when she was working. And she said that she dropped the drawer full of money and ran out of the building. And hold on just one second. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Okay, so it wasn't paranormal normal activity here in the studio, but I thought I had someone coming in to be a guest, but they took one look at me in the studio, and they ran out of here. So maybe there are some ghostly apparitions in here. I don't think it was me, but you never know. So back to our Union Hotel. So this woman who thought she heard someone humming a lullaby, she said that she dropped the drawer full of money right there and ran out of the building and never returned to the Union Hotel. So that's an interesting little piece of information that helps us to see if there are apparitions there, if you are inclined to believe those things. And there are some other things that Weird New Jersey documented in their article that you can find online. But they do say that they saw a little girl about 8 or 10 years old running back and forth in the dining room. And more than one people have indicated that they've seen a girl of about 8 or 10 years old. And so they think that there's a ghost of an 8 or a 10-year-old girl in the Union Hotel. And now we do know that the Union Hotel is closed, and it's the subject of some possible redevelopment that's been going on for years and years with different redevelopers. So we'll have to see what transpires there. But there is certainly a lot of history, and there certainly is a lot of stories that are documented in Weird New Jersey and other places about the potential sightings of apparitions at the hotel. So it's pretty interesting, I think. We have some interesting history here in Hunterdon County, and that is part of our job here, is to always point that out and think about the things. Maybe if we were on vacation, if we weren't a resident of Hunterdon County and we were here vacationing, that may be something we'd want to come and see or learn a little bit more about. It's always interesting to find out about the history that we see every day, but somehow don't take the time to learn a little bit more about that. So I hope if you want to hear about the ghosts of Union Hotel, you'll go on the Weird New Jersey website, and we'll put a link on our Hot and Hunterdon page so you can read more about them. And maybe you have been in the Union Hotel and have a story that you want to share for us. And as always, you can come in the studio and leave cards and notes and then not want to stay for the broadcast, or you could call in at 908-237-0410. I am taking phone calls today as we do our spooky facts about Halloween. And I'm going to give you one spooky fact before we do our next set of commercials, because it is a fun Halloween show here. I know I have a niece that, since she was practically old enough to walk, she loved Halloween, and she loved to dress. She loves anything scary. She loves to dress in scary costumes. She used to run around when she was a young and barely walking, and just run out and scream boo. And of course, I would always act very scared. And I don't know what it is. She liked the skeleton pajamas I would buy her. And there's just something about Halloween she loves. Now, she did miss a few Halloweens. She is only 10. So one Halloween it snowed. One Halloween we had Sandy. So she was pretty bummed out by that. So this year I know she's off right now trick-or-treating. And I'm sure we're going to get a picture of her scary costume soon. So let's do some spooky facts about Halloween. So the first one, and hopefully we have all the pages of our information here. So our first spooky fact about Halloween, we're going to do right after the commercial break, because now it's 4:18. I'm supposed to do the commercials at 4:15. So let me take care of business, and then we'll be right back with our spooky facts.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, so we're talking Candle Flames and Gypsy Moss there. That is Don McLean giving us a little bit of our scary background music today.
That although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would.
Okay, and now we are on our legends and spooky facts about Halloween. So we have a legend of the jack-o'-lantern. So I was pretty curious about this. What is it about the jack-o'-lantern that really is part of Halloween, or why is it part of Halloween? What is the background on it? So what we know is that Irish legend, and I'm taking this from Spooky Facts About Halloween. So this is on the website that is going to be linked to our Facebook page. And they say that Irish legend has it that one day the devil himself came to take the soul of a thieving man named Jack. But Jack managed to trick the devil, making him promise to never take his soul. After eventually living a long life, Jack tried to enter the pearly gates but could not, for he had lived a life of evil. He then attempted to enter hell, but the devil kept his word, being no fan of Jack anyway. When Jack complained of having no way to see, the devil laughed at him and threw him a glowing ember, which he fashioned into a lantern using a turnip in his pocket. He became Jack of the Lantern, doomed to aimlessly walk the earth with nowhere to go. While the legends may sound incredible, they are based on a real phenomenon. Swamp gases that interact with decaying matter will sometimes give off a strange light that seems to vanish when you get closer. Before we had a scientific explanation, people believed these were trapped souls who could enter neither heaven nor hell and would lead you astray. Some legends say the Irish would use turnips or beets to create jack-o'-lanterns for multiple purposes. The lanterns were sometimes used as a means of honoring those souls trapped in purgatory, but their mocking faces were also used to scare away evil spirits. So my question is this: all these legends and these spooky things, how did this become a holiday for children? I don't understand. So I really had never heard of the jack-o'-lantern, the history behind it, of the thieving man named Jack, or the embers that were thrown to him and how he pocketed that after with a turnip to become Jack of the Lantern, doomed to aimlessly walk the earth with nowhere to go. But there we have it. That is the legend from the Irish legend. I'm sure if I did some internet research or some real research and went to the library and asked, other than Jack-o'-lantern and this Irish legend, are there any other lantern, Jack-o'-lantern legends? I'm sure that we would get quite a few. But that is our Jack-o'-lantern legend. And then we have some other spooky things. I was curious about the skeleton. How did we get to use decorations of skeletons? Are they scary? What is the deal behind those? And so what we found out is that a couple days after Halloween, a mail carrier was making his rounds when he saw what looked like a fairly realistic dead body on a porch. Given the time of year, he decided that it was simply between a Halloween decoration and went on his way without reporting it. He was horrified when he later discovered it was actually the body of a man that had collapsed just hours prior. So it's not the first time something like this has happened. This article goes on to say that a lot of times this time of year, you see something and it's realistic, or it looks like, you know, even a corpse hanging from a tree. Some people really put on decorations that are very realistic. And we had one last year or the year before, an article about a family on Route 31 who did their Halloween decorations, and they were so realistic. The police were actually getting called because people thought that it was someone in distress. So that one was a little bit sad that the skeleton was actually really a skeleton. But I guess this time of year, what we want to say is to be mindful about things. You think that because it is Halloween, they may be a decoration, but look again and make sure that you are seeing what you're supposed to be seeing, and it's really not someone that is in distress, because that would be, you know, we don't want to do that. So what do we know about the skeletons and skeletons on Halloween? What is the connection or the link between skeletons and Halloween? So see if we could figure out something about that. They are definitely a Halloween staple. When you think about Halloween, you know, that certainly was on my list. Skeletons, witches, cauldrons, pumpkins. Well, skeletons, obviously, they're a symbol of our human mortality. The 1700s, we have a record of the first skeleton form that was popularized by sea pirates, and many of whom hosted the skull and crossbones of the Jolly Roger pirate flag as a symbol of intimidation. So we could date the skeleton, scary skeletons, going all the way back to the early 1700s. And there's a little bit more about it. I guess the body starts out at birth with 300 bones. And by adulthood, though, that number is diminishing. You have 206. And that's because certain bones fuse together. So you start out with 300 and you end up with about 206. So our skeletons are certainly scary. They remind us of frailty of life and those kind of things. So there's good symbols for Halloween to be scary. And we're going to do a couple more of those. And also, we have a couple of stories, short stories, about New Jersey legends, American folklore and legends of New Jersey, which you know has to be the Jersey Devil. So we have that going on. We do have to do our 4:30 news break, and then we'll be back to talk about New Jersey scary legends and Halloween and the tradition of scaring people. So I hope that you stay with us, and I'm going to also try to find out about the historic Flemington Courthouse and if there are some tours, spooky tours going on today. Stay with us.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt. The president believes that Director Comey is a man of integrity, he's a man of principle, and he's a man of good character.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest sharing the president's thoughts on FBI Director James Comey. Earnest said the president doesn't believe Comey acted in a partisan way or in an attempt to influence the election in sending a letter to Congress stating they've reopened the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email issues. Trump spokeswoman Kellyanne Conway said on CBS This Morning, the Clinton campaign is trying to force the FBI to do something they know it can't do.
I don't think anybody should force their hand. I also think the Clinton campaign is asking the FBI to do something they know the FBI can't do, which is to rush through because there's an election next week.
The number of voters that dislike Hillary Clinton growing, according to ABC News. ABC News Washington Post poll says Clinton has a 60% unfavorability rating. That's most since the presidential race began. Donald Trump had a 58% rating. More news online at usaradio.com.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Vice President Joe Biden has announced that IBM is using their supercomputer Watson to help with the government's initiative to stop cancer, specifically to help veterans through the VA.
Now a veteran who's diagnosed with cancer at the Veterans Administration can get his or her cancer genome done immediately, their tumor sequenced, and then Watson will search all the known therapies in the world to target that particular cancer and deliver it right to the patient and the doctor.
The head of the Democratic National Committee, Donna Brazile, no longer a contributor at CNN. A hacked email released by WikiLeaks revealed she passed along debate questions to the Hillary Clinton campaign during presidential primary debates. Another email leaked today shows she passed along at least two questions. CNN says it never gave her the questions and is extremely uncomfortable with what they've learned about her actions. Brazile thanked CNN on Twitter today and wished her former colleagues well. The emails from WikiLeaks show she got the questions from former CNN contributor Roland Martin. USA Radio News.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Well, kids, here's some good news for you. If your parents tell you to not eat a lot of candy, or if you go trick-or-treating and you're an adult and get a lot of candy, here's Jason Campidonia.
Experts say overdosing on candy might not seem like a bad way to go, but it's almost impossible to pull off. Researchers at the American Chemical Society say in order to give yourself a 50-50 chance of consuming a lethal amount, you'd need to ingest 13.5 grams of sugar for each pound of your body weight. The average man weighs in at around 200 pounds, so he'd need to eat at least 155 fun-size Snicker bars or 102 fun-size packages of plain M&Ms in one sitting. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
The manhunt for an Oklahoma killer is over. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
An accused killer dead after a shootout with authorities there. Michael Vance killed overnight while law enforcement was investigating a possible sighting of him near the town of Hammond. A chase and a shootout took place as authorities were searching the area, and a Dewey County sheriff was shot in the arm but is expected to survive. Vance had faced numerous charges, including first-degree murder. He allegedly shot and wounded two cops last Sunday before shooting a woman during a carjacking and then killing his aunt and uncle. I'm Chris Barnes.
Researchers believe they may have found a new way to treat peanut allergies. They're testing a skin patch covered in a peanut protein. Those who wore the patch for an entire year were able to consume more peanut proteins than ever before. Seems to work best on children under 12. USA Radio News.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host today on October 31st, which is Halloween. Doing all of the Halloween traditions, looking at some of the legends and what is going on today in Halloween around Hunterdon County. And guess what? I was able to find the courthouse situation. So there's haunted tours of the Hunterdon County Courthouse, which was the actual site of the Lindbergh baby trial. So remember, the Union Hotel is just across the street from there, where the jurors and the reporters would come and go and spend their evenings. And today you can go on a haunted tour of the Hunterdon County Courthouse. This is the original courthouse from 6 to 9 p.m. And that is on Main and Court Streets in Flemington. So I might just have to do that at 6 o'clock because that sounds like a lot of fun. And in Flemington also, the Free Public Library, they have a bedtime story from 7 to 8 for children of all ages. You could come in a costume or pajamas, and they'll be doing crafts and a snack. And, of course, over the weekend, it did wrap up the Hunterdon Clinton event, which is a big Red Mill Museum, which does their annual Haunted Village, and their last show was on the 29th. So I think that those are our events around Hunterdon County, and there's plenty more. And of course, we probably should cover some trick-or-treating safety tips if you're going out with children or you're out now with children. So we'll get to that also in the next hour. What I wanted to do, though, is make sure we cover a couple of New Jersey legends for maybe not Halloween, but certainly in the scary region. And that, of course, is the Jersey Devil. The Jersey Devil has been written about. It has been talked about. It is always a subject of New Jersey history. And has anyone seen the Jersey Devil or the Red Devil? And it's an interesting part of our state fact. Of course, it's part of our folklore. It's supposed to inhabit the Pine Barrens of the southern part of our state. Some people say they've seen it. It is flying. It looks like a horse, but it has wings that almost look like bat's wings. And there's been all kinds of variations on that. And it's pretty well known, though. They say that it terrorizes towns. And, of course, it's the reason why some of the factories in South Jersey have closed down. I believe I read somewhere that there's been over 2,000 witnesses to the Jersey Devil. So I don't know if that's true or not. But they always have the Jersey Devil in South Jersey. And I am quite certain that it has shown up in things like Janet Ivanovich, one of Janet Ivanovich's books. When her main character, Stephanie, ended up in South Jersey. But the New Jersey legend, we actually have the birth of the Jersey Devil as retold by a famous author that writes some wonderful, scary stories. So it's retold by S.E. Schlosser, and The Birth of the Jersey Devil is the title of this short story. And it states that a storm was raging that night in 1735, when Mother Leeds was brought to bed in childbirth. The room was full of women folk gathered to help her, more out of curiosity than goodwill. They all heard the rumors that Mother Leeds was involved in witchcraft and had sworn she would give birth to a devil. Tension mounted when at last the baby arrived. It was a relief and to some a disappointment when the baby was born completely normal. But a few moments later, before their terrified eyes, the child began to change. The room erupted with screams as the child grew at an enormous rate, becoming taller than a man and changing into a beast, which resembled a dragon with a head like a horse, a snake-like body, and bat's wings. As soon as it was full grown, the monster began beating all the women, including his own mother, with its thick forked tail. With a harsh cry, it flew through the chimney and vanished into the storm. The monster of Leeds, or the Jersey Devil, as he was later called, still haunts the pines of New Jersey, wreaking havoc upon farmers' crops and livestock, poisoning pools and creeks and appearing on the New Jersey shore just before a shipwreck. And that is The Birth of the Jersey Devil, as told or retold by S.E. Schlosser. So there's actually a whole bunch of folk tales that S.E. Schlosser has on spooky New Jersey. And we're going to read another one, Bloody Mary, because it's too good not to, because it's Halloween. And what else besides scary stories would you do, really? Okay, stay with us.
I've tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Your heart sad and blue, and so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger unkind words I said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold?
And of course, if you have seen The Jersey Devil, then you should definitely call into the studio because we definitely would like to talk to you today. So besides the Jersey legends of the devil, we also, growing up in New Jersey, always heard stories about Bloody Mary. We actually always heard a lot of stories in my household. There'd be legend stories and folklore and all types of entertainment. It wasn't like today when you could just Google something, but reading from books and spooky stories were always such a great thing to entertain us as children. So Bloody Mary was someone that my sisters would tease me about, that if I wasn't, you know, behaving, that they were going to get Bloody Mary. So this is retold again by S.E. Schlosser, and there's actually a podcast of this. She lived deep in the forest in a tiny cottage and sold herbal remedies for a living. Folks living in a town nearby called her Bloody Mary and said she was a witch. None dared cross the old crone for fear that their cows would go dry, their food stores rot away before winter, their children take sick of fever, or any number of terrible things that an angry witch could do to her neighbors. Then the little girls in the village began to disappear, one by one. No one could find out where they had gone. Grief-stricken families searched the woods, the local buildings, and all the houses and barns, but there was no sign of the missing girls. A few brave souls even went to Bloody Mary's home in the woods to see if the witch had taken the girls, but she denied any knowledge of the disappearances. Still, it was noted that her haggard appearance had changed. She looked younger, more attractive. The neighbors were suspicious, but they could find no proof that the witch had taken their young ones. Then came the night when the daughter of the miller rose from her bed and walked outside, following an enchanted sound no one else could hear. The miller's wife had a toothache and was sitting up in the kitchen treating the tooth with an herbal remedy when her daughter left the house. She screamed for her husband and followed the girl out of the door. The miller came running in his nightshirt. Together they tried to restrain the girl, but she kept breaking away from them and heading out of town. The desperate cries of the miller and his wife woke the neighbors. They came to assist the frantic couple. Suddenly, a sharp-eyed farmer gave a shout and pointed towards a strange light at the edge of the woods. A few townsmen followed him out into the field and saw Bloody Mary standing beside a large oak tree holding a magic wand that was pointed towards the miller's house. She was glowing with an unearthly light as she set her evil spell upon the miller's daughter. The townsmen grabbed their guns and their pitchforks and ran toward the witch. When she heard the commotion, Bloody Mary broke off her spell and fled back into the woods. The far-sighted farmer had loaded his guns with silver bullets in case the witch ever came after his daughter. Now he took aim and shot at her. The bullet hit Bloody Mary in the hip, and she fell to the ground. The angry townsmen leapt upon her and carried her back into the field, where they built a huge bonfire and burned her at the stake. As she burned, Bloody Mary screamed a curse at the villagers. If anyone mentioned her name aloud before a mirror, she would send her spirit to revenge herself upon them for her terrible death. When she was dead, the villagers went to the house in the wood and found the unmarked graves of the little girls the evil witch had murdered. She had used their blood to make her young again. From that day to this, anyone foolish enough to chant Bloody Mary's name 3 times before a darkened mirror will summon the vengeful spirit of the witch. It is said that she will tear their bodies to pieces and rip their souls from their mutilated bodies. The souls of these unfortunate ones will burn in torment as Bloody Mary once was burned, and they will forever be trapped in the mirror. And that is our story, Bloody Mary, as excerpted from Spooky Pennsylvania and retold by Essie Schlosser. So I hope that you enjoyed our little bit of New Jersey tradition here and our scary pieces of New Jersey. There's a lot of great stories about Bloody Mary. I know there's one called Bloody Mary Quite Contrary also, and those are always great entertaining things on Halloween. We have to do some commercial breaks, but we'll be back. Stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterton County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're are back here at Hot and Hunter, and in just a minute I will post the link for those stories and others like it if you want to do some scary Halloween stories. And before we go to our next segment here about some more Halloween things, I do want to mention that we have coming up on November 10th, which is a Thursday, the Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase. And this is an event of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, one more way in which they are celebrating 100 years strong, started in 1960 and still strong 100 years later in 2016. So the Restaurant Showcase is from 5 to 7. The entire event is from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And it is at the Hunterdon Central Regional High School in the Fieldhouse or Commons area. There's some wonderful presenting sponsors, including PNC, HealthQuest, Hunterdon Healthcare, ShopRite, and many others, including someone we had on the show here, Anita's Angels, and Flemington Car and Truck, and also Rob Coin is here also as a sponsor in the YMCA. And there, I'm sure there are many other sponsors that are here. I think what's interesting is the expo and the logo was designed by Hunterdon County Polytech students. So that is a great thing. If you want to get more information, you can always go on the website for the Hunterdon County Chamber. We could put a link on our Facebook page. But I do want to mention it's free admission and a great way to find out about some of the businesses that are here in Hunterdon County. We, in November, start always talking about buying local and buying in Hunterdon. And, of course, events like the small business, which is usually right around Thanksgiving, maybe a little bit after Thanksgiving weekend. There's always some great ways to promote small businesses, and we always want to do that whenever we can. And this is one way to showcase some of the local organizations and more about the restaurants. Now, I don't know if everyone knows that last Monday I had jury duty for eight days before I was released from my obligation of jury duty. And it was a very, very painful process, I have to say. And many of you know I like to analyze and process things, and I would completely revamp the entire system. I don't know if it would impact anyone's right to a fair trial, but it is really an amazing way to spend 8 days. And it was a very stressful thing because every day you didn't know your schedule. You know, I was not on a trial. I was waiting to be either selected or dismissed. So it was a lot of waiting, a lot of time where you can't have access to your phone, where you can't arrange appointments, or worse, you would expect to be somewhere and have to go into jury duty. So I don't know if anyone else had any experiences with jury duty, but I definitely think we need a show about that. But anyway, last Monday when I was on jury duty and we couldn't do our show, we wanted to talk about breast cancer awareness for October. And it's still October, so I just want to mention that the screening changes often with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And we don't always know what we're supposed to do or when we're supposed to do it because they're changing it constantly. But October, you'll see everywhere, the NFL. Usually this time of year, people are getting tired of it, but I have to say I was watching football last night and no one had pink on, and it was October 30th. So perhaps the NFL only does it for a specified number of weeks, maybe 4 weeks in October. So I was a little sad that it was October and they had given up the pink already, because mammograms are very important and bringing attention to breast cancer for men and women is critical. And so is screening. So we definitely want to encourage people who know that they're late for their annual screening, if they are in that group that's recommended for annual screening, to please get one. And we do know that early detection certainly saves lives. So it's a great way for prevention and detecting breast cancer as early as possible. And there's always misstatements and misfacts about breast cancer and who is most at risk. So just check out the website for the Center for Disease Control if you trust that. If you're local to Hunterdon or anywhere in New Jersey, each county has a cancer education and early detection program, and they can give a lot of information about screening. If you have insurance or don't have insurance, they'll give you the information. So it's definitely something with the last day of October that we want to mention. We're going to do a quick Norah Jones song, and then we will be back.
Like a flower waiting to bloom, like a light bulb in a dark room, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. Like the desert waiting for the rain, like a school kid waiting for the spring, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on.
So just a few more trick-or-treat Halloween folklore things before we get ready for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. So let's jump right into trick-or-treating. Where did trick-or-treating start? Does anyone know? Some of the research suggests that it is the best-known part of Halloween, certainly, and many different cultures had similar practices. But trick-or-treating, they said, most likely has modern origins, that it began in America in the early 20th century with the arrival of Irish immigrants who brought their mischief along with them. To combat pranks and other mischief by poor children, people suggested offering treats to them as a small bribe. For this reason, in the early days, Halloween was often known as Beggar's Night. So I don't know if anyone ever heard of Beggar's Night for Halloween. Let's see, we often have superstitions with Halloween, so I don't think it's a full moon tonight, although there were a lot of stars out last night. It was very light out. So for Halloween night, you have your trick-or-treating. It might be a little scary out there, and they say that according to superstition, there's a good chance on Halloween that you might be shadowed by Death himself if you look upon him. So I guess you're not supposed to really be looking at the full moon on Halloween. So don't turn around and look back, okay? I guess that's our tradition today. Just remember, though, that Halloween pedestrian accidents and children being hit by cars are much more likely this evening on Halloween night. So if you're out driving, be very, very careful, and certainly look through the candy and practice safety at all times. Have a great Halloween. Thanks for sharing it with me.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The president believes that Director Comey is a man of integrity, he's a man of principle, and he's a man of good character.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest sharing the president's thoughts on FBI Director James Comey. Earnest said the president doesn't believe Comey acted in a partisan way or in an attempt to influence the election in sending a letter to Congress stating they've reopened the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email issues. Trump spokeswoman Kellyanne Conway said on CBS This Morning, the Clinton campaign is trying to force the FBI to do something they know it can't do.
I don't think anybody should force their hand. I also think the Clinton campaign is asking the FBI to do something they know the FBI can't do, which is to rush through because there's an election next week.
The number of voters that dislike Hillary Clinton growing, according to ABC News. ABC News Washington Post poll says Clinton has a 60% unfavorability rating. That's most since the presidential race began. Donald Trump had a 58% rating. More news online at usaradio.com.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be...